This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
Is America's Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and join the program toll free. 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Next speaker, we just don't know yet, but we know that Jim Jordan is in the ring. We know that Scalise is in the ring. We know that Trump has been talked to about this, and that raises sort of the awareness of all this. But we just don't know yet, but we're going to continue to watch it, and we should know. Well, I think we need to know. Much sooner than later, there is no doubt about that. Folks, welcome to the program. Kyle Warren with you. Great pleasure to be with you this morning for this Friday/weekend edition of the broadcast. And, of course, we're broadcasting live from our Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship station, AM 860 The Answer, by way of Southern California. And we're broadcasting to all of our great radio affiliates all across the country and, of course, via satellite up on the GCN network. Good morning to everybody there at GCN. And if you're streaming the show with us this morning, welcome to you as well. Now, to everybody working across the country, across America, overnight, we want to give you a special shout-out and say hello to you and thank you for everything that you're doing because it's not easy working in the overnight hours, is it? If you're driving a big rig, if you're working somewhere, if you're working a shift, if you're making deliveries, whatever it is that you're doing, we're glad that you're with us. Our toll-free telephone line, of course, is 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. And we do want to hear from you. And for example, I think we're coming on right now with 101.5 KDON. They're the talk of Las Vegas. And so we're glad to be on Las Vegas. I'm not all that far. I'm about, well, four and a half hours. I think I made it in about 4.5 hours one time from Southern California all the way over to Las Vegas. So if you're listening in Las Vegas this morning, you want to give me a call, 1-877-969-8600. Well, Jim Jordan was, in fact, asked about what would happen if he became speaker. He was asked about this on Fox News. It's a great question because you'll hear the question asked that the person's in Texas with the people watching this interview at the same time. And he's got a great question about, you know, the American people are concerned about the issues that are still there. It goes beyond the horse race. It goes beyond some of the theater of the whole thing. And certainly what we saw was a lot of that was big time political theater, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, it's the people of the United States who are looking to the Congress, looking to the Speaker, looking now to the Republicans because they're in the majority in the House. How are they going to get these issues front and center and actually take care of them? Let's listen in here, just real brief. Jim Jordan. You'll hear the question, and then you'll hear his response of why he wants to be Speaker of the House.
Congressman, I'm here with the folks from the great state of Texas. They want to know if you guys are going to start fighting for them. Like, the unity is okay, but at what cost? Are you guys going to start doing the things that y'all said y'all are going to balance budgets, getting this crime under control, the inflation that's wrecking them, and of course, the border has hit Texas so much. So what is the plan to get the caucus in line with the conservative agenda that all of you guys ran on?
You take the case to the American people. You tell the American people, we've passed so many good, we've already sent over the border security immigration enforcement legislation. You go to the American people and you say, tell the United States Senate to take up that legislation. Now, they might amend it. They might make changes to it. Then it comes back. You go to conference committee, and then you have a final package that you vote on. That's how our system works. But we got to take the case to the American people so they put the pressure on the United States Senate to do their job and get past the things that we need to get past. And in divided government, we're not going to get everything, but we have to go fight for what we want so we get most of what we want or part of what we want. But right now, we're not getting any of that because they won't take up the legislation. They won't do their job. So that is how you, that's how our system works.
The okay, stop, system, stop, 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 stop right there. Okay, so what we've got and what he's talking about, again, is some of the similar things I have been talking about recently, and that is, you know, you try to get these small victories, and knowing that you're not going to get through to the Senate for the most part, right, it almost as a given to some degree, you still want to be able to complete that legislation, pass that legislation, send it on, because you're building on going into the next election as well. And it does take time, and it's frustrating, and it makes you feel like, well, you know, nothing's happening, and we can't get anywhere. But look at what's happening with the border. First hour here on the program, we talked about the fact that now you've got Democrat members of Congress basically saying there's something wrong at the border. Good golly, Miss Molly, Alejandro Mayorkas is actually saying we got an acute problem at the border. And so it's all clashing with the ready-made, you know, sort of a set-in-stone policy that, no, we don't have any border problem. The border's closed. The border's secure. The border's all fine. But all that's crumbling because people are seeing it for themselves. They can't, you know, we're always told in some way, shape, or form, don't trust your lying eyes. Well, people don't respond to that anymore. All they have to do is open their door and look out their front door, and they can see what's happening across the country. They can see what's happening at the border. They understand what's happening with inflation. It all goes together. And so I appreciate what Jim Jordan's talking about right here very much. And that is, we need to, well, number one, as always, we need to coalesce. Yes, they can be disparate. Yes, they can have some differences of opinion. Yes, they can, sort of hash it out in the cloakroom or something or behind the scenes. But when they come out and they have this legislation, they need to push it forward as a unit because, bet your bottom dollar, that's what the Democrats do. That's what they're good at doing. Okay, even though what they're pushing forward a lot of times is terrible, but they do it as a unit. And so that's one thing the GOP also can learn from. Not to say that there's not a discussion, but focus on this goal of having majorities in the House and the Senate, having a Republican president, and then you take off like a rocket ship. Talk about taking off like a rocket ship. We're going to continue to do that as we move through the overnight hours. Kyle Warren with you. See you on the other side of the break.
Third Watch. If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
We're cutting through the confusion, everybody. Of course, the confusion that was essentially caused by Joe Biden himself about the wall construction and whether or not walls worked and so forth. I don't know, folks. I guess it's just a great time to be alive. Welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. The toll-free line, of course, 1-877-969-8600. That's 1-877-969-8600. Welcome back, of course, as we go through this Friday / weekend edition of the broadcast, and glad to be along with you. Don't forget, this portion of our program is being brought to you by the good folks over at MyPillow. And of course, you want to check out the MyPillow 2.0. They've got the Giza sheets there. I sleep on the Giza sheets, by the way, every night. And also, of course, they've got the towel sets, the slippers. You definitely want to check them out. Go to MyPillow.com. That's MyPillow.com. And check out all these great discounts, by the way, that they're having right now. You don't want to miss it, especially if you're trying to sort of stock up for Christmas time or the holidays. Definitely want to head over to MyPillow.com. Use the promo code CAPTAIN. It's real easy, the promo code CAPTAIN. If you'd like to talk to a real person, they do have them. And you can call 1-800-641-5459. That's 1-800-641-5459. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to get all the deep discounts. You don't want to miss it. All right. Well, once again, folks, welcome back to the program. And yeah, there was a lot of confusion. There will continue to be confusion because the Democrats don't want to talk about actual border problems. But sort of the theme this morning is emerging, right? And that is, you bring these problems to the fore, and they have to be dealt with. They have to be looked at. The American people know what's happening. And I think, again, what you need to do is you have to let your representative, let your senator know that you want these problems actually dealt with, because the policies themselves being implemented by the Biden administration, they don't help. They actually just make everything worse. Isn't that the truth? Well, let's check out some other news that's going on as well. We'll get back here to the political realm here in just a moment. But this is quite unsettling, and that is this from Fox Business. GM has at least 20 million vehicles built with possible dangerous airbag parts. So that's not something that you want to know or want to hear about, I should say. General Motors reported at least 20 million vehicles built with an airbag part that the government says should be recalled before more people are hurt or killed. There's serious business. While the exact total of affected GM vehicles have not been disclosed publicly, the figure puts the automaker in the crosshairs of U.S. safety regulators who recommend the recall of 52 million airbag inflators designed by Tennessee-based auto supplier ARC Automotive, according to the Wall Street Journal. And they also cite sources familiar with the matter. The inflator can explode with too much force during a crash, sending pieces of metal into the air that strike occupants in the face and neck, according to the journal. At least two people have been killed and several others injured in these incidents. According to the paper, the National Highway Traffic and Safety Administration, NHTSA, has not said how many vehicles or models would be recalled. So this is going to be forthcoming. Be sure to watch and see if you get any recall notices if you actually have a GM vehicle. So do be aware of that. And then also earlier this week, since this is the Friday/weekend edition, earlier this week, of course, we had the the new presidential alert, or the national alert system, come out to everybody's cell phones. And that all happened at I think 2:20 in the afternoon Eastern time, and I was sitting right there. I was waiting for it, and certainly right there, because I wanted to talk about it later, of course. And sure enough, it came over the cell phone. So that's to be used, of course, in the areas of extreme emergency. If you're listening to radio stations like this one, there's also the emergency broadcast system that goes into effect in the case of national emergency, if the federal government or the president of the United States needs to make some statement or give you the information, generally speaking, that you would need to have. Hopefully we never have to use these things, but it's good, obviously, that it got tested. That's for sure. All right, so once again, 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone line if you'd like to call in and opine. As we're going through the overnight hours here, this from Washington Examiner, the NATO admiral floats a quote form of conscription to face the Russia war threat. Western allies may need to enact a quote form of conscription to grow their militaries, a top NATO admiral suggested amid widening misgivings about Russia's replacement of soldiers and equipment lost during the war in Ukraine. It's a societal problem to be solved by society, Dutch Admiral Rob Bauer, who heads the NATO Military Committee, said during the Warsaw Security Forum. And if you cannot find enough people that voluntarily want to join the armed forces, you have to most likely think about other means of getting the people, a form of conscription, mobilization, reservists, like in Finland, where there's still conscription, unquote. U.S. military recruiters have fallen short of their targets in recent years. And yes, we've been talking about this for a long time. They're looking at incentives. But also, one of the other problems is people who are volunteering for the armed forces, they actually, unfortunately, they can't pass these tests, these physical tests, basically, in order to become, to go into basic training. Or they get into basic training and they can't get through basic training. And there have even been some pilot programs in the military that show or that are designed to help people try to get in better shape before they even get into basic training. So it is a very a serious issue when you have. I think if I recall correctly, I think it was the Air Force. I think is the only branch that actually met their goals basically. But everything else is really suffering. So back to this article. Military recruiters in the U.S. have fallen short of their targets in recent years in a parallel to a war in Ukraine that has exposed severe shortfalls in the ability of Western companies to produce arms and ammunition at a scale needed to deter or fight wars against Russia or China. Those dynamics make for a dangerous combination, Western officials fear, as Russian President Vladimir Putin is racing to expand Russia's military in response to its struggles during the war in Ukraine. Well, and this is a problem that we could see coming as well. There's just no doubt about that. All through the modern era now, over the last 50 years, basically, we all know that possible war with Russia, and now, I suppose, in this case, even China, could be in the offing. Of course, back in the 70s and into the 80s, where you, of course, you'd have the nuclear options and so forth. And I remember when I was in school, you read these books about a nuclear strategy and this kind of thing. And it eventually becomes obvious that that's not viable alternative, really, to for anybody. But because we have weapons and they have weapons, I mean, we could go on all day, right? You still have to have parity, and you have to be able to show your opponent that, this, you're not going to get away with it. And it just obviously was a big mess. But that being said, all that to get to this, and that is, once you have a real conventional war in your hands, then one side begins to lose eventually. Even what we're seeing in Ukraine right now is sort of a microcosm of that. And back in World War II, you had Rosie the Riveter. Right? And Rosie the Riveter, I'm just sort of using that as an example here, as a sort of a catchphrase here, but Rosie the Riveter could turn out B-29s and Mustangs and tanks and all the stuff and ammunition and turrets and all the stuff. And they could do that on a grand scale, such that you could have the attrition factor necessary to go against and beat the Nazis, right? In one sense, right? In one particular case. So, but nowadays, these aircraft and all this stuff is so advanced, and it takes so long to put together, that I don't know that you can make those things on a grand scale. So once you start losing these aircraft out of the air, once these, cruise missiles do what they do, or these other things, they go out and you start losing all your equipment, well, one side starts losing faster than the other. Well, then what happens? Then you start looking at your nuclear arsenal. That's why you have to have, number one, strong leadership in the White House. It's the leader of the free world. You can't have a Joe Biden who just can't seem to grasp all this stuff and to be that kind of stalwart leader. Regardless if they're Republican or Democrat, for our interests as a country, you have to have somebody who can at least be a leader in these kinds of times, in this situation. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. Want to hear from you. 1-877-969-8600, Friday/Weekend Edition. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Following his removal as Speaker, Kevin McCarthy is anticipated to step down from the House, according to reports from Politico and CNN. The California Republican intends to remain in his position at least until the upcoming speakership election scheduled for next week. It's been reported that McCarthy conveyed his desire to spend more time with his family during a closed-door meeting with colleagues shortly after his ousting. President Biden is patting himself on the back after the recent jobs report revealing that the U.S. economy added 336,000 jobs in September, surpassing economists' projections.
We have the highest share of working-age Americans in the workforce in 20 years. It's no accident. It's Bidenomics. We're growing the economy from the middle out, bottom up, not the top down. And inflation is coming down at the same time.
Biden emphasized that his administration has generated nearly 14 million jobs since he assumed office. Skip Kelly, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
The following program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
This is an encore presentation.
I love it. I absolutely love it. Everybody's working for the weekend. That is also our theme here on the program this morning. And, of course, we just heard Huey Lewis in the news last hour, a couple days off. And now we're coming back with Everybody's Working for the Weekend. Folks, that's a good feeling, isn't it? Making over to the weekend. And wherever you are across America this morning, wherever you're doing, wherever you're going this weekend, we're glad to be with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the telephone line if you'd like to call in and opine. And once again, my name's Kyle Warren. And before we get started here in this segment, this portion of the program is being brought to you by Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg. Caring hands, helping sore feet. At Advanced Podiatry and Wound Care in St. Petersburg, their podiatrists offer effective and individualized treatment to correct a host of foot conditions. And their board-certified podiatrists have a broad experience in pediatric, medical, and surgical podiatry. And their highly trained podiatrists spend most of their time listening to you and talking about your concerns and discussing the best treatment options for you. Therefore, their patients are their first and highest priority. And in advanced podiatry and wound care, they strive to provide you with the highest quality foot and ankle care available. And, of course, their wound care is world-class. It's legendary, and you definitely want to check them out. They're in St. Petersburg, of course, and visit them on the web, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com, advancedpodiatryandwoundcare.com. All right, well, you know, Trump could possibly be the speaker, maybe, but I think, again, I think that's a long shot, but it's interesting to think about because of the how that begins to frame these issues, right, how it brings them to the fore. But something else, obviously, that is part of Donald Trump's life right now are these prosecutions. This from Newsmax, New York Attorney General Letitia James won't be reelected if she doesn't, quote, get Trump as promised, says Harvard Emeritus Law Professor Alan Dershowitz. She ran on the promise to get Trump. The title of my newest book, he says, is Get Trump, and that's based on her campaign pledge. So little did she know that she was giving Alan Dershowitz a book title in the midst of everything. But he's right. He's absolutely right. And you know who else is right about this? Jonathan Turley. Let's listen in to something he said on the Fox News Channel about Letitia James. And basically, the reason why I think Dershowitz and Turley are so effective at all this is because they don't really have, in other words, they're not Donald Trump supporters. I don't think either of them would ever vote for Donald Trump, and that's okay, but they love the Constitution. And they're thoughtful people, and they are actually helping to defend Donald Trump in a myriad of ways because they are also calling out the New York Attorney General, in this case, Letitia James, but calling her out in such a way as to show the ridiculousness of many of the things that she said. And I'll just preface it with this because I want to get to the audio clip. And that is, you know, you can't have a Soviet Union style justice system. You can't have a Soviet Union style system where you simply say, well, show me the man and I'll find the crime, right? And that's not what our system is all about. But it's creeping. Well, maybe not creeping. Maybe it's just kind of slouching that way. No, and maybe that's not even the word either. But it's definitely getting there. That's the problem. And we definitely have to be aware of it and work against it. Let's listen to Jonathan Turley.
And when James was running for office, I wrote that I thought there were serious ethical problems with a prosecutor really trying to secure office on the pledge to nail one person. This is a trophy pledge that I'm going to bag Donald Trump, and not mentioning what he might be charged with. I'm just going to charge him with something. And that should be an embarrassment to the entire New York bar. I think that Bragg should be an embarrassment. His case is, in my view, just ridiculous. It barely holds together. But this is part of this recreational use of the laws to pursue unpopular persons. Now, I'm not saying that there's not going to be any merit to the question of about these filings for banks and loans. But the question is this selective in isolating the Trump business? Because
okay, stop right there. See, that's exactly what he's talking about. And the idea, of course, is do you want prosecutors, and I'm not just talking about Donald Trump in particular here, but this is the effect of this. And how can you be a serious prosecutor, a serious person who is, you know, sworn to uphold the Constitution and this kind of thing, but you've now targeted somebody to say, I know, maybe they've done something wrong, I just don't know. I mean, we even have laws in this country where you can't just pull somebody over because if they've done nothing wrong. I mean, there's reasons pull people over, your taillights out, or you do this, or you don't signal your turn, or there's some other probable cause for that. But even at that level, you know, we're concerned about unlawful searches and seizures, unlawful use of the power of, you know, of police powers, basically. I'm not talking about our men and women in blue. I'm talking about the idea of prosecuting somebody. And here's what Letitia James is doing. She is out there and she ran on this. And that, my friends, is an absolute indicator that we've sort of entered the, you know, what was the thing? There's a signpost up ahead. You've entered the Twilight Zone, right? And that's exactly what's happened. I'm not laughing about it. It's not funny. But it's so unbelievable. Let's continue here with Jonathan Turley.
Earlier that James has expressed very little interest in liberal organizations that have been accused of similar conduct. She's gone after the NRA. She's gone after Trump. She has really developed the signature that she will use all of the levers of her office to go against political opponents.
Yeah. All right, so there's Jonathan Turley. I got to tell you, and I heard a quote as I was listening to the news the other day. I was driving along, and I heard a quote from Letitia James, basically in one of her campaign things or something, or some kind of rally of some sort. And it was, you know, I will find, you know, I'm just paraphrasing here. You know, I will look at Donald Trump. I'll find out what's going on, and I'm going to basically get him. That, again, I'm just paraphrasing. I'm not doing a direct quote. But at the end of this, she goes, and I'll go into my office every day, and I'm going to do these things. I'm going to look at Donald Trump, basically. And then she says at the end, she says, and then I will go home. I was like, well, that seems like superfluous information. I mean, it's kind of implied that if you go in the office every day and you're going to fight and you're going to find out what's wrong with Donald Trump, and you're going to finally bring it to the fore, and you're finally going to do all this stuff. And then, after all that work, all that day, you're going to go home. I'm pretty sure that was already implied, and we didn't need to hear that part. But I'm saying that to be a little absurd. And you know why? Because her whole thing is absurd. Her whole thing is absurd. And it's the American people, by the way, and this is going to reflect with the independents, it's going to reflect, I think, with a lot of Democrats. It's going to reflect that something is rotten in Denmark here. Remember the old phrase, something is rotten in Denmark. And people don't like it when you have authorities putting their thumb on the scale, or those in authority, those in power, putting their thumb on the scale and saying, guess what? We are going to make the choice for you. Now, some people don't want to vote for Donald Trump. Some people can't wait to vote for Donald Trump. But that's okay. This is America. They should have the option to vote for Donald Trump or to vote for another candidate. But when they start making these choices for you and they start saying, you know, listen, you know, only we understand how this is supposed to work. Only we are the ones who are going to be the gatekeepers for this. Well, that puts us on completely on the wrong road, to say the least. But when you get people like Dershowitz and Turley that are agreeing in this way, I think they fundamentally do. You know, they are telling us because the civil liberties are important in this case or in this situation. Whether it's Donald Trump or whomever. And the same thing, you know, Turley was testifying the other day at the impeachment inquiry hearing saying, look, you know, these are allegations right now, but we're going to find out if they're true or not, because there was good enough evidence to actually go in and see what this is, you know, to be bound. It's like being bound over for trial. There's enough evidence to go further. And they tell us these things, not because they're Republicans or Democrats, but because they love the process. All right, we've got a caller on hold. I'm going to ask the caller to hold on until the next segment. We'll take you right at the top of the next segment, even right before the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Kyle Warren with you. Stay with us. We'll be right back right after this.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Program was pre-recorded for broadcast at this time.
You're listening to an encore presentation.
Yeah, what a night. What a night and what a morning. And we are racing through this program this morning, folks. Friday/weekend edition. Glad to be with you. Kyle Warren with you. 1-877-969-8600. That is the number to call if you'd like to opine. And we're going to be going into our second Trucker Highway and Byway report. We got a terrific song lined up. But we also have a caller on the line, and we spoke to him yesterday as well. This is Jim in Nyack, New York. Welcome, Jim. We have just a little bit of time, but what's on your mind?
Yeah, Kyle, what I wanted to say is a little bit of connecting the dots here. As you just pointed out, of all these things that they're trying to charge Donald Trump with, the charges that are fictitious, the real estate deals that they say the real estate is not worth is what they're saying it is, when anyone could go look at Zillow and see that that's a lie, the things from New York that are they're making things up that aren't even really on the books, things that have passed the statute of limitations. We could see that they're lying through their teeth. It's bald-faced. It's obvious to anyone. So you know about in court when somebody is caught perjuring themselves at a trial, that the judge at the end, when they're going to make their decision, says, these people have been caught lying. So you know their character now, and you could doubt anything that they have said.
Indeed.
And that's a typical thing in court. Well, the reverse should be true also. We have seen now that they've broken all the rules intentionally, that they've twisted all the truths back and forth. So now the question is, these same people, would they cheat to win an election? And their answers should be suspect.
Right.
And what that leads us back to is all these mail-in ballots that were all sent out that the Postal Workers Union could easily say, well, you know, this zip code is a red zip code, so maybe we shouldn't deliver these, or maybe when we pick them up, we shouldn't bring them back on time. And these blue zip codes, these are the ones that we want to get right on out there. And we know that we want to get these all back in time. You remember the guy in Pennsylvania with the 18-wheeler full of ballots?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. See, it could be human nature, right? Yeah, you're right. I mean, you could have people mess it up at any level.
They have exposed their character, the Democratic parties, right now in front of our face. They're de facto lying to us. Bold-faced lying. They're saying that Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago is not worth half the money that they're saying it's worth.
Right.
You know, there's plots of land that are one-tenth the size that are worth, you know, what they're saying it's worth. And so we know that they're lying and cheating right now in front of us. They've established their character. They lied and cheated last time. And we couldn't nail them on it because the lying media covered for them. But we know their character. And so we can't let that happen again.
I think you're right on track. I think you're right on track, John, Jim. I really do.
I think they've exposed themselves. Thank you, Kyle.
Thank you, Jim. Jim in Nyack, New York. Call back anytime. Thanks for calling. All right, folks, let's go here real quick. We still want to play our song for the Trucker Highway and Byway Report as our public service to keep our truckers going down the road with a great song on their stereo system. Here we go, and I think this is appropriate.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things that you do will make me feel alright. You know I worked all day to get your money to buy a thing, and it's worth it just to hear you say you're gonna give me everything. So why on earth should I moan? 'Cause when I get you alone, you know I'll be okay. When I'm home, everything seems to be right. When I'm home, feeling you holding me tight, yeah.
All right, well, one thing I can say on this one, folks, and that is, I gotta have more cowbell, right? All right, Hard Day's Night, The Beatles, and a very, very bad Christopher Walken impression. Thrown in there for good measure. What can I say? Okay, well, once again, thanks for Jim in Nyack, New York, calling in. Always glad to get his call. And, folks, let's take a quick look at what's happening around the highways and byways weather-wise. We do continue to have a freeze watch and freeze warning heading all the way down from North Dakota, South Dakota, Nebraska, down into Kansas as well. This is also going to head over into eastern Colorado. It's going to be around Fort Collins near Denver as well. So, Aaron, listening on the mighty 710 KNUS in Denver, you're going to want to probably have to bundle up here as we head into the weekend. Also, Central Wyoming, freeze watch. So you get the idea. We got a lot of cold weather
weather. Then in terms of our precipitation right now, we're continuing to see lots and lots of rain, especially if you're up in the eastern North Dakota, western Minnesota, north part of Minnesota, again, of course, near Fargo, North Dakota, and then sort of going down in a going across eastward in a band through Park Rapids, Shamrock, and Moose Lake. And Moose Lake is there, and that's going to be along I-35. So you definitely got rain coming across there. We've also got rain near Sioux Falls, South Dakota, down towards Sioux City, Iowa, a little bit in central Nebraska right now. But we also have a lot of rain coming down from Toronto, down through western Pennsylvania, eastern Ohio, down through West Virginia, and then down into Kentucky. It's pretty much going in a band, following Athens, Huntington, and then down into Kentucky, where you're going to be down near Tompkinsville, then across the border into Tennessee, of course, and then down in almost around Birmingham, Alabama as well. So we've got a lot of happening out there, lots of rain offshore from New Orleans, and then also Gulfport, Mississippi, New Orleans, Louisiana, of course. We have dense fog advisory going along the eastern coast, coming down from Maine, all the way down through Boston, down towards Virginia Beach, and then down towards Wilmington, it looks like. So lots and lots going on there. Don't forget, Pilot Flying J brings you the Trucker Highway and Byway Report. Check them out at pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. They are the largest operator of travel centers all across the United States of America. All right, without further ado, let's bring in Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and also the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Well, what do you think's going on with the backtracking on the border? I mean, isn't this fun?
Well, I think that the somebody in the White House actually told Mayorkas that this is what we're going to have to do, or it was already necessarily in the works. And so was Mayorkas on his way or in Mexico, got a telephone call after he put out his announcement earlier in the morning in the Congressional Register that they were going to resume construction of the wall, which was only like 20 miles or so, by the way. Then somebody else in the White House called him up in Mexico and said, hey, dude, you didn't confer with, you know, the Oval Office. And the mayor conferred with somebody in, you know, the West Wing, but it wasn't actually in the Oval Office. So he got a telephone call and slapped his hand in a big way. So he backtracked. But, I mean, it caused a colossal uproar in Washington, D.C. yesterday, to the point where Beto O'Rourke weighed in and said construction of the wall doesn't – it now puts Biden in the same – you can't tell the difference now between Biden and Trump.
Yeah, and Trump says he's waiting for his apology,
right,
on this whole thing. And but I appreciate what you're talking about because, yeah, I guess maybe nobody told Mayorkas that, well, you know, Biden, he doesn't make decisions on things. So maybe he just figured he just needed to go forward.
In the press conference, they also didn't tell Karine Jean-Pierre because that was one of the first questions, and she was blindsided. She didn't know anything about it. And then she tried to bail herself out or bail the White House out. And she said, you know, we comply with the law. Well, dude, you know, give me a break because the law was in 2019.
Right. I'm telling you, Denise, I tell you what, hold on because we're coming up to our break. And right after the top of the hour news, everybody, we'll be back with Denise Simon and much more about this and a lot of other stuff that's going on. It's the Friday / Weekend Edition. Stay right there.
Third Watch.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.